On this day, 9th October 1970. Unity means poverty. Mr. Oliver Napier of the Alliance Party has challenged politicians advocating a united Ireland to tell the truth about what it would mean, especially to people such as the Catholic workers and the Catholic unemployed. For them, he said, it would be a descent into abject poverty and, in due course, the immigrant ship. Speaking at a meeting of Dunkern Alliance, Mr. Napier said, it is time that those who advocate a united Ireland explain to their supporters the economic realities of their political goal. If they are honest, nationalists will explain that a united Ireland will require a great financial sacrifice. The affluent Catholic middle class living on the Malone Road can afford to make these sacrifices, but the sacrifice which would be demanded of the Catholic workers and the Catholic unemployed will be a descent into abject poverty. Irish Army invasion. Contingency plans, which included the possibility of limited incursion by the Irish Army into the north, possibly as far as Derry, were discussed by the Dublin Cabinet after the rioting in the north in August and September last year. So said the former Minister for Justice, Mr. Michael O'Moran, on the third day of the new arms conspiracy trial. He revealed that the Cabinet decided to prepare contingency plans, and these were left to the then Minister for Defence, James Gibbons, and the former Finance Minister, Charles Hockey, who were to work on them together. Mr. O'Moran said there were several officers of the special branch operating in NY in the autumn of last year. Ulster 71. Detailed plans for Ulster 71, the Northern Ireland Festival, were announced yesterday at Chamber of Commerce House, Belfast. Sir Cecil Bateman announced that Ulster 71 would include a huge 37-acre expo-style exhibition and exhibition park in Belfast, the biggest ever seen here. There will be a series of festival fortnights in towns and villages throughout NI. Allied to this will be an unprecedented tourist drive throughout the world. In other words, something for everyone to share in. The primary aim of Ulster 71 is to interest industrialists and tourists in the north. But in addition to its serious side, Ulster 71 will give everyone an opportunity to relax, enjoy himself or herself, and have a little fun. Editor's note: Ulster 71 was the Unionist government's logo for the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Northern Ireland state. In the event, the campaign's catchy jingle, Ulster 71, come and join in the fun, coincided with internment and bloodshed on the streets of Belfast and Derry